Hello, everyone. Hello, my Canadians. I see you. Don't run away. As soon as I say Canadian, that's why when I'm going somewhere, I'm buying me a hat with Canadian, a logo on it, because nobody hates Canadians. So welcome so much. I don't even know how to say that. Everybody together, we got gathered over here to gossip about hackers. Listen up. They are nasty. And one lady up my ass, and she probably listened to all this because she got my social security. So anywhere I go and purchase anything with social security number that I have, she's hacking everything that I ever had. This is some devious woman that robbed me. As soon as I step my foot over here in America, it's time to reveal this bitch. She's not locked up. She's probably still operating because she snapped a picture of me the other night. She did something to my phone, so I'll be like scared of some kind of dude. Maybe she operating with some dudes and whatever. You know, like young dudes or her young kids that she's training to do this shit to people. And they fixated on me. And I have some pictures of a guy following me. I'm going to show all that to the police. So she's listening. She know exactly when I'm calling cops and everything. I already reported to a couple of places, but since it's called holiday, I'm not going to bother nobody during a holiday. But I will make one by one steps how to make a police report, go to the civil court. I'm going everywhere reporting it because I'm going to catch this bitch and she's going to pay for it. Hopefully other people reported it too, what she's doing. So it was in a newspaper's ad. Movie extras, and I answer on that ad. Okay, so she has something in front of her that she could swipe my card and remove all my money. Okay, she had my social security number, so she made sure when I call a bank, I actually get her, so I couldn't even claim any fake fraud charges on my card and get it back, because even the bank was against me because they gave me savings account only, no checking, and I just arrived to this damn place and I don't know nothing about anything. I don't know nothing about finances. Like, I'm totally brand new over here, and they expecting us to know everything, that we educated or whatever, and they calling us stupid and whatnot if we don't know. It's a lot of victim blaming, and I feel like I'm invisible, and that's what they wanted to do, invalidate me. Plus, on top of that, my own family invalidated me, school invalidated me. They really want me to lose my mind. They think I fucking don't know what everything is. Bitch, I know exactly, and this is like a scammer, abuser that trying to abuse me and emotionally destroy me. She was listening to my conversations over here. How many of you are working over there, piling up against me? How stupid you gotta be. And the people you send to destroy me are pure losers. You ugly bitch. So, anyway, I'm going to, like, one by one, you know, figure it out through these, videos and whatever. I gotta be careful where I'm going and whatnot, because the other hackers, I also informed about that, because she sold my motherfucking information on dark web. I'm not an idiot. I know how to figure the shit out. So you fucking with the wrong bitch. You really sick in the head, because I know all these damn gimmicks and I know how to fucking, how this fucking law work, okay? I'm financially fucking educated, emotionally fucking educated, okay? I'm intelligent, and you are stupid to take fucking 20 years and fuck with somebody almost for 20 fucking years. Yo, I swear to God, if I find this lady, and they just arrested some bitch. They just arrested some bitch. I hope that's her. I hope that's her. Because when I go to this damn police, I don't think I'm going there. I will call somebody. Because if they intercepting all my calls and everything, they know my moves and everything. I'm not walking around like a little penguin. While she can have mad people rush up on me and do something to me, and she just sent imposter over here, and nobody knows that I'm gone. Bitch, I'm ugly. You can't copy this. This fucking shit, nobody has it. I'm so unique. ugly and unique. Can't make imposter looking like me, bitch. Mm-mm. Can't. Bitches be doing that. The only problem to replace my motherfucking husband. Yep, while I was in the hospital, they put somebody else over there, some ugly motherfucker. Started torturing me. I don't understand. Because they said bad pictures. They're like stories pretending that they're like a bad. First of all, you can't pretend that you're a black man. I know so many black men by now. In 20 years, I met so many different black people. I know how they move, breathe, how they sneeze, how their lips move, how many teeth they have, how they, which words they use specifically. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Which was so obvious. She's like, I can't believe you that smart. Yeah, I'm smart. I leave some pocket bills over there. I'm paid. Yup. I scam myself, bitch, before you do, ho. And then my mama tell me I'm a stupid cow for doing it. I said, you a stupid cow. You don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And she started arguing with me. I couldn't even fucking explain her what I'm doing. I'm securing myself. I don't have an insurance. I'm insuring myself. I'm not a fucking broke-ass critic. Yep. Because now you mad, bitch. You sending these motherfuckers to stalk me. You know why? And she want me. They hurt me. You know why? Because I know what she's doing. She can't go and get nothing from no lenders and get no car, no this, no that, insurances, nothing. You can't buy shit with my poor-ass, bitch-ass credit, right? You could just blackmail me so I can take that little bit of tiny bit, little chump change I have so I can wire that to you. How many times this bitch took my money for the rent for my son? How many times she, like, how did she do this? Intercepting my mail or something? I just put something on my, yo, I swear to God, this bitch. Like, if she wanted to drive me fucking insane, she did. Like, somebody to follow your ass for more than 18, like, 18 years. More than 18 years. Because as soon as I got here, I went and I made me an account. That means I did it in March 2004 in Connecticut Bank. That was my account from there. And I thought, when you're getting a job, that's what you're supposed to give it to them. Not knowing, I'm a dumbass. And retarded, and I don't know nothing about finances. Well, look like I fucking learned the hard way. Mm-hmm. So now we're here, I'm going everywhere. I know it's something. I don't know what the hell. What's going on? And I remember this dumb shit that I did before. I'm never going to do it again. But it's only one time enough for them to follow you for the rest of your life. And if you don't put stop on that, and you don't report it, and catch them, and put them in jail, gonna be a victim for the rest of your life, and I refuse to be a victim. I'm not gonna be no victim. No, that's why I didn't want to go to work. Something was stopping me from traveling or anything, using any kind of type of money, and I let go of my benefits and everything to go to fucking hell, and I was surviving off fucking cash. All right, and these bitches is so mad that I don't have no traffic of dollars on my accounts. Anywhere they go, they can get nothing because they can't lend nothing from a fucked up account. So before, when I was making my account good, they used to order phones on my name and shit. Something was else on my name, so whenever I want something, I can't get it. Or like a credit card or something, I can't get it because these fucking people was doing this shit to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm always wondering, like, what the fuck? What did they do? Like, what did I do? Like, I don't have that. Like, what are you talking about? And they were like, was you just in Walmart's kind of fraud or something? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? So the person literally reported me that I'm the fraud. Yep. I'm a fraud. So now I got to go quick as possible to the damn police, and I gotta go to the oh God, what's the second one? With all that shit, to the civil court. In the civil court, they're gonna tell me, do I have to change my whole name, the whole social security number, and everything. Everything. Because of this one devious motherfucker. Sold my shit to everybody. Just from one fucking ad in newspapers. That's why I should sue newspapers too. I should get a lawyer and sue them. You fuck, like, I'm paying you over here a bill to get me newspapers so I can read your fake ass shit. So, and I could, like, support you, love you, and I could learn from you. To learn that your bitch ass fucking newspapers that I was so stuck on was the root of my problems. Really. And I was, like, drawn to the crime. True crime. Horror. Something about horror. It's happening to everybody. How that? All these people being blitzed and everything. How that? Somebody selling their info, bro. You being tracked. Just from, oh, you want cookies? Yes, I accept. Is this you on this picture? Oh, I just clicked a little bit. It looked like nothing happened. The motherfuckers, thousand of them entered your motherfucking app. Yeah, so you go ahead. Plus, they sold your info on the damn thing. They sold your IP address. Your fucking location don't even have to be on. They sold your IP address. Your address, your name, your date of birth, your social security number, like all your info is in their hands. And they gave it to another, like thousand of people. Millions of them if they don't have it. Maybe 10,000 has your fucking info right now. Or mine. And all from you clicking something wrong and you didn't pay attention. Yeah. So one button clicked wrong, you're hacked. Just know that. They're out there, they're extremists, they're from different countries, they might be from India, they're from the place where there's oppression. They might be here in New York, I'm not sure. I think they are because this woman was operating in New York because it was in New York's newspapers. And I thought it was something about movies. You go help and be something on the side in the movies and you get like little chop change. And I really thought this was real. That shit exists. That shit don't exist. Nothing is simple like that. Everything is complicated. So if something is simple, it's not good. Okay? That's what I learned. Sometimes from something simple, we get fucked in the ass for the rest of our life, raped in the head, like literally, and about to be physically raped if I don't do some shit. Those motherfuckers is flying in the damn store when I'm in there, looking straight dead in my eyes, looking like they may put a makeup on themselves just to look crazy. And open a door and like straight looking at me, like, what the fuck you looking at me? Like, they want me to pull out really some long nine and shoot them right in their fucking watermelon. Literally. And they heard me over here saying, I can imagine how cops feel. Probably all the fucking gangsters in New York right now know what I say. Shit. I wonder, these people always like, where these people coming out of? Like, how they dress and scary. Like somebody send them to scare the shit out of me. Like, oh, you're not scared of black people? Now you're gonna see. And the scariest of the scariest is just popping up out of nowhere. Like they put them costumes just for me. That is insane. And they already, look, that's not even, like, how I know, I'm not bugging, because that gang stalking is real shit. How I know they're gang stalking? Because how the same person pop up in the train, sit next to me, give me a compliment about my bracelet, and she think I don't peep that when she did. She was already in my damn laundromat one day with a book over there looking so retarded. How you looking retarded and you reading? Like, you're supposed to be reading a book, not paying attention to me. You know what I mean? But I'm an attention seeker. You know what I mean? And I'm like, all right, what the fuck this bitch want? I'm peeping everything around me, acting like I don't watch nothing. This bitch get up saying, oh, you have beautiful hair. That's not even enough. She touches my hair. Looking like a fucking Misery from the movie. Like, real slow. Slower than a lady actress. Lady actress was trying. This bitch was real slow. I said, oh, fuck no, man. That's really, like, testing me. So the same bitch pop up, like, a month or 2 months after, like, following me in the train. Sits next to me, staring at me, like, real slow, like, retarded. I told this story, like, many times. Scary shit. And she, like, beautiful bracelet. And, like, okay. And what you want me to do? Give it to you? The fuck you want? Shit, get $2 and buy yourself a fucking stupid-ass bracelet, ugly bitch. That's what I want to say now, but I was like, God damn, how am I going to get rid of this bitch? That's what I was thinking. Like, what the fuck are you staring? I don't want to have no jewelry on me no more from that time. Like, seriously, I fucking hate jewelry. I bought 2 boxes of jewelry the other day just to stop hating it, and I hate it again just because of that bitch. So how I know they're doing something? That's 2 people that I know that looked at the scariest shit that I saw that was up my ass around my neighborhood. And I'm so hungry right now, I can't even go eat. Probably hearing my stomach rumbling and everything. It's supposed to be like ASMR, but just like, I can't even speak properly. I'm yelling because of this shit. Because I figured them out, you know what I mean? So, I mean, this Q&A over there, if any smart people from my audience know anything, any kind of advice is welcome. And I know I'm going to get some kind of app or protection, and I'm going to pay for that so I can catch these bastards. They're not going to continue doing this. I'll invest money into my security, you understand what I mean? Like, I will make sure I'm secure with me and my child. And these ugly, broke bitches that don't want to get their own job and they think they're going to live off of somebody just can blow me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm bursting a bubble, like Cardi B said. I'm bursting your bubble, bro. You know what I mean? You have zero confidence. If you was confident, you wouldn't be robbing people on the internet. You wouldn't be stalking me for over 18 years. You actually go and find a job, you bummy ass, ratchet ass whore. And those rapists you send in the damn pictures don't scare me either. Motherfuckers don't look nothing like baby daddy. They look like fucking rapists. Rapists, that's what I see. So anyway, yeah, I'm trying to remember like any other incidents that was like so funny. Like, I will go into the, let's say I have to go to Federal Plaza or something. I got to take care of something for my shit. All of a sudden, some lady standing there staring, dead staring at me. Staring. I'm like, yo, I'm going to punch this bitch right in her face. Like, she literally can't stop looking at me. And I ask her, like, what the fuck are you looking at? Like, why are you not taking your eyes off of me? Like, all this time, you're looking, staring dead at me. Like, why are you doing it? Oh, I just want to say, huh, you have a beautiful outfit. I don't know where you get it. Like, that looks so nice. I don't feel like that was that lady. That was a lady. Old bitch. Old dusty. Has mad gray hair. Wrinkly fucking face. And she's black. Why would you do that? Should've went over there and said, this fucking lady staring at me. As soon as I got over here, she's not doing anything. She's sitting across me. I don't even know what the fuck is her business of being here. If she don't have no business over here, I want police and I want press charges for her fucking invading my privacy for way too long. She was like for 20 minutes staring at me and I'm staring at her like, what the fuck you looking at? On the end, I really ask her. And then she said, oh, you're so beautiful. And I'm like, huh, I'm always like assuming the worst. No, that bitch was really following me around because every fucking phone I had, this bitch hacked it. Because whenever you go somewhere, they want your ID, they want you to give this, give that. I don't even know which phone she didn't hack. As soon as I put my fucking Facebook in there or anything, she knows already. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have some kind of cyber strength to do this, like good computers or something. And I'm a dumbass for that because I'm not into technology like that. But now I am. Watch what I do. You think you're gonna fuck with me, bitch? I have apps too, bitch. I can pay for them. And I got money. I got more with where my shit comes from. But you not going to hack nothing. Nobody's stupid like me having everything open and giving people social security numbers for some lame ass fucking job that don't even fucking exist. And you thought I'm gonna be quiet? I'm not gonna say nothing to nobody? Look, this is my platform and I'm gonna say whatever the fuck I wanna say, whenever I wanna say it. Nobody's gonna stop me. It's no censorship over here. Anchor is like my brother right now. The best brother I had never had. And got my back. So say something now. Can't do shit. Anybody speak up anything negative, that's that bitch. Yup. And everybody click on that shit and report that bitch. As soon as you see something suspect over here. I'm constantly on Facebook or something, I post something, somebody going in. You're so ugly, I bet your pussy really stink bad. And that shit gets me so fucking pissed off. And I'm like, how somebody all the time going and insulting me and this and that? Like, why? Why people do that? And no matter what, as soon as I put a picture of myself, the bitch going and insulting me. Yeah, I don't think it's some black lady. And she was the one on the phone. She was the one in the Federal Plaza that just sat in, across me. How did she know who I am? Because she got my pictures, got everything. Every time I post something, she hating on my fucking face so much that she gotta like go report my account fake, that I'm a fraud. This, that, she even put, who knows what she did? Who knows what she did to me? Who knows? I'm probably not even conscious of the damage that she caused me. I'm probably not even conscious. But guess what? I'm not gonna blame myself because I already been experienced a lot of blame from everybody that I'm a loser, that I can't go back home because of myself. No, because somebody's stealing my money since I've been with my husband, since I've been on my own over here trying to like raise my child. She's been stealing my money from government money. Yep. And from the times when I was working, my money was disappearing. So now we can thank this black lady. So now listen, I'm hungry as a dog. I already went shopping and bought me food and everything. I'm gonna go eat. I apologize for my stomach screaming over here, but I gotta go. Just know these people are real. They attach themselves to the immigrants. As soon as you step your foot over here, you don't know better. They want to tear you apart and they want to follow you around until you figure them the fuck out and put a stop to that. And report them. Don't be silent. And that's what they want. They want to make people invisible. They want to make you silent like you don't exist. And who doing it? Sadly, I got to tell you. But we're going to find out. Police is going to find out. I'm not going to assume nothing right now because it's just, you know, la la la, tra la la. You know what I mean? It's just me slapping my tongue in the wind because the cops is gonna put a stop on that because there's law. And I'm gonna include that law in my safety. So whoever it is, I will make sure. I'm gonna take my time, but I'm gonna make sure this person get what the fuck they deserve. I'm gonna find who did it. Even if I take another 20 years to figure that shit out. And she's going to meet me face to face. And I'm going to ask her, how could you do this for 20 fucking years almost? Follow somebody around. Gather motherfuckers to follow this person around. Intercept their mail. Probably take credit cards on that person's name. How dare you? Send another fucking people to the door and make like she's so gullible. People please, she's gonna give you anything, right? Go to this fucking bitch. She like stupid. She don't report nothing, right? You're gonna see how I don't report nothing. Mm-hmm. You're gonna see the inside of the motherfucking Rikers Island, and I promise you that. In New York City, we're gonna link you with that. Boo boo. You listening, baby? Hope you hear it. And go stop this and go listen again. Because whatever the fuck it took from me, I'm going to take it by cent. Okay? Bye-bye. I got time for that. I'm like Jews. Yeah. 50 by 50. 100. Mm. Yeah. Ooh, I'm so like, how to say, I'm excited. It's just going through my body because I know who did doing it now. Because I heard a person who robbed me on the phone. Yep. Now, other places, a black woman comes in, screams at me like out of her lungs. Why is this black woman with the baby mad at me? You're gonna damage your baby because you can't damage me, offend me. You can yell whatever the fuck you want, but you have a baby in a stroller. Her back turned to me. And another black man supporting it is saying, yeah, they're all on white people nasty. I'm not even white. That's number one. If you really want to know, I'm Croatian and I'm not white. I don't consider myself white. I'm Croatian race. I belong to my Croatians. I look like them and they look like me. And that's who I am. And I identify as Croatian. The fuck? And I'm not no fucking white person. What is white? White is just like a color. I'm not a piece of paper. Stupid motherfuckers. Anyway. So the woman was like insulting me, whatever, and I was wondering, like, what the hell's wrong with her? So if I went crazy and strangled her in this fucking store, what then? She turned your back to me, like, I could do whatever I want with your neck. You know what I mean? I could just impulsively strangle your bitch ass. And you think this big black man's gonna help you? What if I could have a gun and blast this fucking melon up over there and then leave? And who's gonna find me? Because I can also change my motherfucking appearance and disappear somewhere, right? But I'm not a fucking killer, or I don't hurt people. Like, they want to hurt me. So I feel like I'm targeted by these individuals, and they don't want to stop. And they're constantly doing it. And I thought government somebody sent somebody to do this to me, but no. They was in newspapers. One day they just put ad in there, and they got me. So I really need a cyber detective or something, like cyber fucking robot or something. Somebody send somebody over here. I don't fucking know. I hope a smart person listening to this thing, they give me like fucking nice advice. Who do you really call? Because calling a regular damn fucking people over there, nothing. Telling them I'm being hacked and I broke two phones, they send them literally motherfuckers to arrest me and my kid. Like, me and my kid are about to be finished in jail or whatever because they fucking don't want to do their job. Like, it's like, it's so much victim blaming, and like, it's not help because they know it's not help with this. But I've figured out what to do. I don't want to be in this fucking apartment anymore. They even been in my house. They ate my food. They stole my utensils. They stole my shoes. They stole my clothing. They made me throw away my clothing. So I just want to leave from here. And for my security, I'm good with super strong black men, bitch. And they mad because the peoples that I know in this neighborhood, more meaner than your motherfucking bitch ass, looking wrinkly, fucking ugly ass tattoos with ugly ass hands and weak-ass bag and ugly-ass fucking crosses and shit. Bitch, your fucking little man that you sent didn't even have fucking regular normal shorts on himself, looking like a bum with an ugly-ass wig. Please. The fuck? Yo, they thought I'm not gonna figure that shit out, yo. Anyway, I can't wait till this shit's over, because I know once I report it, I'm gonna have to move from here, because they had mad people on my ass because they sold my info to people. Plus, I had evil ass friends over here that one time did some shit like that too. So, you don't know how many people know my name and address and everything. Nobody touched my motherfucking EBT. That's kind of good. And I don't give a fuck how much business I spill over here. I might just tell you something. Nobody can silence me, and I'm not invisible. I got this voice, you understand? This voice traveled to 11 fucking countries. And I even reached Canada. So, I'm good, bro. They can't do shit to me. That's what I say. You always need to leave a fucked up bill that you didn't pay. Victoria's Secret or something. Just owe them. Owe them. Owe them. Victoria's Secret will never be broke because you owe them. Okay? That's one rule. And another rule is, once you owe to Victoria's Secret, nobody's going to lend you money until you pay that bill. So, if anybody steals your identity, they will return it. You know why? Because anywhere you go, you can't. They can't lend the money. Even if they steal your shit, they can't lend the money. They can get mad. That's it. Because you're smart, like me. You know what I mean? Because my mom called me a stupid cow, but I should probably have my brand Stupid Cow, right? Stupid cow, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a stupid cow, I'm a stupid cow, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why you can't get nothing on my name. On my name. Hashtag on my name. You get D-I-C-K. You can put anything on Apple. Apple love me. Okay, now they press, like, overcharge me for the Apple, you know, like, what you pay monthly for Apple. So they can't do nothing. So they put, like, Apple. 20 fucking charges for Apple. And guess what? All that is under my social security number that I pay that. You understand? Apple tracking everything. And no matter what product I bought from them, they always know me. Okay? So they know who I am. So I automatically, if I have a credit with them, I get it. Whatever I'm supposed to get. Okay? Because I'm constantly buying Apple products. And Apple know me. And I will never think of Apple that Apple is like bad and they robbing me. When I know it's this fucking bitch from 2004. I had my mind going back and forth, thinking shit about people. It was like, really, I had a victim point of view. I didn't know why. Mm-hmm. Yep. But, you see, good energies. When you call good energies to you, doesn't matter who you are. If you don't believe in God, if you are Buddhist, if you are, I don't know what you are, but there's good energies on this planet, and there's evil ones. And if you call for the good ones gonna come around you, and they're gonna protect you. And just remember your friends that left this earth, and they was good. Those are the good energies. They're gonna come, and they're gonna envelope you. And sometimes I make fun of these people, how they believe that the angels is gonna come, and they're gonna protect you and everything. It's true. Because when you actually call for them, good energies and everything, they will come. They protect you. And you literally cry and ask God to send it, because the God is the creator. The God is the center of this spinning, beautiful, good energy that I just kind of like discover right now. Like, I didn't even know about it. That's how I feel like right now. And I believe in God no more. I started doubting my religion. I started doubting anything I ever knew. I hate oppressors. Which is kind of what they're doing. I was hating the right people. But ain't no way to direct the hate. And poor people pay for it first. And rich people are protected from this. And we deserve to be dead because we are victims. Because we allow it. So all these people that you saw the video sometimes on a TikTok, whatever, and you think, oh my God, like they're talking to me. Yes, baby, they are talking to you, and some videos are directly made for you, and they're focusing on your stupid ass, and a motherfucker is looking at you straight in your face. He has hacked you. And I know that one of them has like orange fucking hair, and he's faking a therapist. Because his shit was one time he talking like he's such a great therapist, and then he using the shit they say on the street. Like, at one minute he was thinking like a real good therapist, and one minute he was thinking like abuser. And I was like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? And you know what happened from like worrying and everything and me not using makeup? You can see like weird mark on my forehead, and in the middle of it, like whatever he's saying, he would say, you got split on your head. And I'm like, what the fuck is he saying? And he said, yeah, I talked to you. Yeah, split on his head. And then he, like, continued doing whatever he was doing. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because I'm trying to, like, focus or whatever, and then she just jump out, like. And I just hate him. I know exactly who it is. So you can't put past it that some people out there are not, they're really not right in their mind. If they have to resort to follow some poor person that has nothing, they've been a victim of childhood abuse. They've been a victim of dehumanizing by her own country. And they want to finish me off. So that's like, as soon as you step over here, I feel like I made them, like, I don't even know what it is, but I feel like one thing, they can't stop me from actually bettering myself. That's what they kind of mad too, I believe, because I always find everything. When I had a chronic pain, I literally healed myself alone from childhood trauma and forgot about all this stuff so I can move on, and then fall in a trap with my ex-husband, get rid of him, learn all this bullshit about everything. Like, life was really rough for them to do this to me. And every time I had, like, any kind of income or something, they was constantly watching me. And I constantly thought that my husband is watching me, that he's sending somebody, and these people is working together and scaring the living daylight out of me. And all the stories about New York City, I feel like New York City is like weird, really weird motherfucking place. And when I report this shit, I'm gonna tell these people, y'all gonna have to fucking help me all the way until I buy me a ticket and leave this motherfucker safely for another continent. Because nobody's gonna wait for me on a motherfucking airport and kidnap my fucking ass and do something to me, okay? Because I know what the fuck these motherfuckers trying to do. Let every fucking scammer in the world know about my motherfucking face. And let them know how I look, how my passport look. Because my mom was like, they get mad at me because I ain't want to take a picture of my whole passport in a messenger. Suck my dick, bitch. I'm not taking a picture of no fucking documents and sending. Oh, like, maybe you didn't do it. Well, like, open your fucking mouth and find out, bitch. How stupid you gotta be, because I put my fingers in covering it. So all of a sudden, I stopped receiving my mom's messages, like somebody was wiping her messages out. And when I would speak to her, she was like all like angry and everything. I just went to, oh, if I was closer, I feel like I would probably strangle this bitch the way she was talking to me. And they don't understand. I feel the energy somebody is doing this shit to me. I feel them. And like they're praying for my demise. Praying for my demise. So something happens to me. Because I feel these energies. I feel it. And it feels like love. It's not. It's the voodoo shit. Voodoo shit. How this shit comes to my mind and everything. Because they doing it. Doing it. That shit wouldn't pop up in my head for nothing. Yeah, but you know what it is? When you've been around psychos and everything, you sense them. Sense them. And that shit what I'm feeling in my body, it's my body signaling it's my fucking ego as fuck. It's nothing to do with the love. The shit that turns on me and going through my body like a heat, and that person is like, to me, like, how you say that? Like a vacuum, like it's trying to suck me out. Like I can sense that energy. And my body gets like a signal all over it. Like they said, butterflies. No, bitch, it's not butterflies. It's a warning. Warning in your body, something about this person right now, right here. And a couple of times that shit happened. And I feel like when that shit comes on, I know something's going on. So you can have your little metal detectors, this, that, but my body senses when something's going on. It could be somebody doing something somewhere else. I can feel it. Yeah. and assess this person's energy. From another, like, I thought it was my friend, but when somebody hating you, you also feel that in your body, like a love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never felt that in my whole life. Where you, like, feel like, something funny about this person, and you literally sense the response from your body. Anyway, you're on the phone, and you're thinking, what the hell is it, you know what I mean? And so, body is giving you a signal because your soul can sense shit. You can sense cold people because when somebody's cold, they can't escape. They can't hide it. No, there's no way you're hiding this shit. You see through as a motherfucker. See through that glass. Yeah. Definitely. So happy because that's a success to actually get to the bottom of it and know who did that and not know how severe it is. And I'm sorry. I am the way I am right now because all that distraction and losing my mind. I'm glad that I'm still alive and nothing happened to me. I don't know if you hear my podcast before, but I almost got stabbed over here in the corner one day. Oh, I just feel like the person was with a knife going after me. But it's like, you can't do nothing over here because over here people are prepared for that. And I told everybody now in my neighborhood. And all black people now know it because I made sure some black people know what they're doing, how they're using other people's pictures that are black to cyber stalk you on the TikTok, Snapchat, and also Facebook and Messenger. But once they steal your social security number, it's a wrap because they're gonna find out where you bought your phone, literally, and when you bought it and everything. I'm not quite sure how deep this organization is, but I'm gonna tell you something. Since that day, I don't trust no woman. Don't let me anything. Barely get connected with any woman because it could be somebody smiling in your face. Devious as a motherfucker. And they could use some very handsome men, but most part black, to intimidate others, to have you like thinking you have a mad gang swallowing you, which it could be. I just don't know why do that to people. Sell something on dark web. Reveal their personal information. Like, don't y'all feel like a little bit sad? That you don't want to leave women alone? Like, use my financial stupidity against me. Huh? Use my financial stupidity against me, so since I'm brand new over here, they ain't gave me no chance. Guess what, bitch? Money works for me, okay? I don't work for money, all right? I sit on my ass, money still come to me. I don't do nothing, money still come to me. Anywhere I go, I get money. I found people over here, whenever I don't have nothing, they got me, okay? I can walk into this damn store and owe them for a whole fucking year, 2 years. Can you do that, bitch? No. Because guess what? You don't have no connections. You have to steal my motherfucking contacts to have connections. You got to steal other people's fucking contacts so you can have connections. So you can know what fucking numbers they're using and which people they're calling. Like, how lame are you? Like, you couldn't do that shit on your own, you dumb bitch? You couldn't go and get financially educated? Oh, you got, like, a programmer motherfucking education? But let me tell you something. That's going to cost you right now, because when you finish in jail, you're going for, like, 20 years. Because depending on how many fucking people you scammed. And I hope it's this bitch today that she got arrested, because I'm going to be another motherfucking case reporting this. You know, I couldn't even fix my motherfucking teeth. Everywhere I go, they fucked my insurance up. They fuck my, everything. Like, I'm a fucking bum right now. I'm one step away from being homeless. But guess what? I like it. Because you know what? You can't rob a homeless motherfucker more than what it is. Yeah, I have nothing. You can't steal my fucking home. They even sent some white bitch over here one day, pretended that she's from Seattle, this dad, so I will let this bitch in. She steal my motherfucking key. Cops come over here. They're all on it. The cops came over here. I told them, listen, she not even here much. She making me problems on a report over here. Take this bitch fucking ID. I want to see. She had like fake ass ID, some kind of Jasmine, something. White ass bitch. That's who they send over here. She was like so fine. She like, you went in my room? You went in my room? Yeah, I went in my room. She left a fucking flat iron in there, burning, almost burned my damn window. I said, yeah, the fuck I did. I even bust my door wide open and broke them because of her. I couldn't get in my room because of her. She went inside and broke my damn bracelets, flat iron. She snapped it in two. She went through my whole house, whatever I had valuable, she broke it. And then she left my door open over here. I don't know who was going in and out. She left the door for somebody over here open. And then I finished in the hospital. She thought she got rid of me, but she don't speak English even that good. Anyway, she born here. The cops got me, literally put me in the hospital overnight to prove that I'm not crazy, because she told them I'm crazy and I'm Russian and whatnot, and just because I'm from another country and I was still under permanent resident, they put me in a hospital and I had to spend the night with the crazy people over there, and I was so sad. I cried a little bit and I just said, well, I'm just gonna wait for the breakfast. And when the breakfast came, I ate good and told them I'm not crazy. My friend spoke to them and told them, like, I don't know what's going on. This lady's nuts. She need to leave our house. And she want to just, like, use electricity or leave everything in the bathroom, like, bloody. Like, real nasty lady. And I'm like, nah, you're not going to do that in front of my son. He don't need to see no girls' pads and stuff like that. See the girls are nasty and hate girls. No. You're going to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to knock you the fuck out. And then I'm going to have to go to jail. She got scared that I'm gonna really hit her. And then my mom called and she started screaming like nuts. And she thought that my mom gonna come all the way from Croatia or something. And she got scared and left. But she went with my key. I think that was the point, to come here, steal my key. Access to my apartment, because she wanted to make me like I'm crazy, put me in the hospital. And then probably, who knows what, do to my son, throw him out and my friend. But my friend was smarter. He knew that he was here to protect my son. So he turned up all electricity. So whoever was advising her to do this, do that, she had no contact after a while. And for her stupid ass to know what to do, she had to contact her little drug dealers or whatever, gangsters. And because without them, this blonde bitch don't have no brain. You know what I mean? So she just flew out of here like all scared that I don't hit her. I'm not gonna hit you. I hit you one time, I'm gonna have bruises and I'm going to jail. No. But now I'm gonna call again because they might open my top lock and then the bottom one. And I still didn't change that. So they could just fly in here anytime they want. And just break my doorknob over here. But I don't know. $1,000 right now defending me. It's no way to invest my money. Stupid assholes. That's why they're mad. They're mad because I love vintage stuff. I'm an old-fashioned motherfucker. I'm primitive. I'm totally primitive. I like primitive furniture. I like primitive minds to, like, study them. Why are they primitive? You understand? And this bitch has a primitive fucking mind, you know what I mean? Not me. That fucking hoe that decided to follow somebody for fucking 18 years with her little homies. They better don't have me in some fucking fort like in the movies. Oh my god, y'all would see what I would do. 1,000 cops gonna have to tase me or something to stop me from ripping that fucking lady's hair. I don't care what race you are, you will get it. You will get it. Cause I fought black bitches too over here. Oh my. Excuse my language, but they're not bitches, the ones that attack me. Like I had to fight many girls, not just this continent, even back home. And those was white bitches. And they all have audacity to be disrespectful and dehumanize you and be nasty to you in front of other people. And always when they have somebody better, they like wanna act nasty with you, but quick to steal your shit, quick to steal your ideas, quick to copy your style, quick to copy your hairstyle, quick to put the makeup like you, bunch of imposters. Can't even fucking do your own makeup like a woman. Can't even fucking dress like a woman. But guess what? I have assistance. My motherfucking peoples love me and care for me. And you can't take that away from me. I have that every day on disposal. You have not got that. You have toxic fucking people in your life. So if you're hacking this, hack it. I don't care. Think I'm ugly? You are uglier. You know why? Because you intruding on a motherfucker's privacy. You slowing them down what they fucking gotta do. So guess what? I know where I gotta go and I know how fast I gotta go because you can't slow me down no more. It's over. It's a wrap with these motherfuckers. I'm over here blaming my peoples. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it like your peoples that you knew, those are the snakes, which is not. They're using my peoples that I knew. They copy and paste their fucking text, copy and paste their fucking face, lips, cutting up this, that. Like, how you have time to do this? You sick of bitch. Warn your children. These motherfuckers is devious. If your child is not financially educated and intelligent and they don't know how things going, they could fall for a victim real quick. And I'm sorry I did it. I beat myself too for it. But I feel like I was on it because I knew if I keep bills unpaid, nobody can get shit. Because if I can't get it, you can't get it too. You're going to return my motherfucking identity, bitch. Because you don't want it. You don't want a broke, no broke identity, right? But it's no joke. They're not going to return it. They're going to get mad with you. They're going to try to wipe you out. Like you're a loser. You are this. You are that. Why? Because they can't fucking use you. Then you are... like, you need to be dead or something. So I think that's what they think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once they can, like, peacefully rob you, they mad. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. And I'm going to tell all that shit to the cops. Maybe I'm just going to tell them I have a podcast made, everything with evidence right on it. Mm-hmm. You can see how my mind is fucked up because of them. And you can hear it, but there's no censorship, so... you know, this is not on Facebook. This is not on my motherfucking messenger. You can't silence me here. Bye. Later. And I'll be back with more info. Every time as I find out something, I'm going to be back here. And on your phones, download. Like, if anybody touch your phone or anything. Or anybody unlock your phone, they'll snap a picture. So whoever fuck with your passcodes or this and that, boom, you get them. Yep. So you can take that to the police. Yep. They think me alone, I can't do nothing. Yep. But when I include police, you're going to see how this fucking United States of America's law works. You're gonna feel it on your freaking skin. And if you're in New York, Rikers Island is waiting for you. And if you're overseas, we're going to still catch you internationally. Yep. The FBI is going to be right on your ass, bitch. Yeah. Because you're fucking with, like, people's lives, with children's lives, with people who are poor and are trying to make it. You follow them for 18 fucking years. You eavesdrop on them. You take pictures of the people that they know. You one step behind them everywhere they go. You know exactly where they're going because you write in their phone. Like, what fucking equipment you using, bitch? I hope that's the lady they caught today, yo. I'm praying that's her and we find out. Because there's going to be more info about that fucking slut. Oh, right away, they let her out of the jail. And her man is, like, hugging her, whatever, some black man. And he like, why are you recording? Why are you recording? That's that bitch that was listening to us for fucking 18 years. She need to go right back to jail. I don't know why they let her out. Because she white or something, looking white? I don't know. They hire her. The guy hired her. But we saw his fucking nationality, yo. And people be going over there and defending these weak-ass bitches. They're gonna pay with their lives because once one of these good husbands find out what's been done and they track you, you're gonna see. Because there's out there not good husbands, good men. I'm gonna say that. There's good men who knows what's going on and they ready to damage themselves to become a Lucifer for the sake of good people. Literally. There are somewhere out there they exist too. Just like the bad people exist, they exist too. And if they catch up with these badass motherfuckers. Sometimes Paige Stern and one of those bad motherfuckers be good. Now I understand Lucifer a lot, because I feel like he was probably planning on being a Lucifer because of people like this. Devious ones. He just felt like, I'm going to damage myself for the whole humanity. And if y'all don't want to get hurt, stay out of my way. And what are we doing? We're praying to the death. We're praying to the devil to leave us alone. Literally, staying out of his way. And what he doing? He catching them motherfuckers. Yeah, one by one. Because all of them who are bad, they're going to pay. You even have one thought against people who are literally just curious about the world. And I was curious to know about this New York and everything, but now I know a lot, you know, and I'm not gonna shut up. So I'll be back and I don't give a fuck about nobody. I worry about myself and I wanna tell you, you don't be a victim. That's it. And we put stop on that. I don't give a fuck about anything else. I don't care about no history of nobody. Blah, blah, blah. However happened to them, I don't give a fuck. It's not going to happen to me. And you're not going to follow me anywhere because I'm going to bust your fucking nugget. And I have a proof that you've been doing this shit to me. So I have any right for anybody come near me to off them right then and there. So you better don't come and fuck with me over here. And just because they stole my motherfucking key, don't think you're coming in here, bitch. I'm waiting with a metal pipe next to the door. So come to the window, same thing. I put a fence in motherfucking windows over here for every case. Watch. Come on. And they've been sending like ugly ass motherfuckers to scare me. So that shit don't work. It don't work. I've been around psychopaths. I'm used to your motherfuckers already. They become friendly, you know what I mean? They put like mask on, look like my neighbor or whatever. Like, I don't know, imposters. Ass bitches. Oh, what they did to you? Oh, what they did to you? Really? Oh, for real? Yeah, they don't know. Come real close to me, bitch. You're going to jail. Yeah. So, that's it for today. Hope you had your, you know, juice by day. But I have 300 people right now waiting on me to speak to them. So y'all had your time run out. Talk to you later. Maybe, if I be in a good mood. Bye.